startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Red Radio. Yes, you're tuning in here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones. We kicked in the show this week with the one and only Angry Snowmans all the way from Victoria. They are finally returning to Vancouver. I've been trying to see these boys since I first got that album. That album was What We Do Is Festive, released back in, let's see here. When did I pick that up? 2011. It's been 12 years I've been trying to see these guys live, and they're finally coming to Vancouver. They're playing tomorrow night. That is Friday, December the 8th. They are at the Waldorf. It is being put on by our good friend Malcolm from Cease and Desist Productions. They'll be playing with Paul Is Dead and Night Court. Tickets are on sale now. You can go check out the pre-sale tickets, or you can get them at the door and pay a little more. Angry Snowmans are back with bells on. If you want your holiday the way I want my holiday, with nothing but parody lyrics of classic punk tunes, because it's the only way I can stand to listen to Christmas music, you want to go to the Waldorf December the 8th. That's tomorrow night. Check it out. You can also see them in Nanaimo at the Terminal Bar December the 9th. And then they're going to be in Victoria at Da Vinci Center. That one's all ages, December the 16th. Now let's cut into a little bit more to get us into the festive spirit. The only way I know how. This, Boils and Ghouls, is the Angry Snowman.
Yeah. to long shifts. The nights so silent. The nights of building train sets. The nights of crying. The nights of toys. The nights of overwork and slaving. Shedding blood and tears for all the girls and
my little creeps and kitties is what you can experience if you go down to the Waldorf tomorrow night. That is Friday, December the 8th. Cease and Desist Productions present the return of the Angry Snowmans to Vancouver. But they are not alone. No. They are playing with Paul is Dead from right here in Vancouver. And this band right here, who's got a little 20-second ripper that I like quite a lot. This is Night Court. That was Night Court. This is Paul is Dead. You listen to CJSF 90.1.
So many choices. I don't know what to choose. I don't like to win. And I don't like to lose. I'm gonna go outside. With my clothes. I'm gonna go outside. We'll be right back.
that you have it. That was Paul is Dead. That track was called Beach Party. It is part of their singles releases from 2019. You can check them out tomorrow night at the Waldorf Hotel, along with Night Court, who we just heard with their 22nd banger, Little Darkness, off their Fratter Set EP. And then the stars of the show, the only thing that gets me through the holiday season when I gotta listen to holiday music, the one, the only, Victoria's very own Angry Snowman's returning to Vancouver for the first time in for fucking ever. We had a huge set by them. The last track was Elves of the North Pole off the Yule album. Before that, we had Helladay Cellophobia and Reindeer Squad off of Snow Means Snow. And then Fast Reindeer and Candy Cane Addiction, which we kicked the show off with, off their seminal album, What We Do Is Festive. If you guys haven't heard of the Angry Snowmans, well, you just have. And I suggest you go see them while you can, because they only play in December. They are a holiday band, damn it. The rest of the year, they are hard in the workshop up at the North Pole, crafting all these punk rock cover holiday tunes for you. But that's not all that's going on this weekend. Well, we talked about what is the most important thing happening this Friday, Angry Snowman's at the Waldorf. There is some other stuff going on. There is Rip Sesh presents Monster Watch, Gadfly, Floating Faces. That's going down at Redgate. That's 1965 Main Street in Vancouver. Redgate's probably one of my favorite venues going on in the city right now, and I highly suggest you support them. But of course, come to the Waldorf. Or you could go down to the Harbor Events and Convention Center and see the Menzingers if you're into them. They are playing Friday as well. They are with, if this will pull up here for me, they are playing with Microwave, Cloud Nothing, and Rodeo Boys. I do not know any of those bands. I'm not a huge Menzingers fan. They're just not my thing. They're fine. They're just not for me. So if you're going to that, cool. I'm spending my money at the Waldorf. I'm going to watch Angry Snowmans because it's going to be awesome. That is your Friday. Saturday, Cease and Desist is not done. No, no, no. Malcolm's hard at work. There is an all-ager rager happening down at Lanlou's featuring Hang Up from Victoria. That's their LP release. Mr. Awesome, he's from Kelowna. And then a brand new Vancouver band playing their very first show called Cop Shove It, which I think is a pretty good band name. $15 at the door. It's all ages. Doors 8:30, bands at 9 sharp. Go out, support Lanlou's Rock and Roll Eatery. It's pretty awesome, and all ages venues are super rad. That's why I like Lanlou's. That's why I like Redgate. We need the youth in our scene. Don't be gatekeepers. You were that young punk kid once. Don't forget about it. If you are out in Gibson's, you can go to the Royal Canadian Legion, Branch 109 in Gibson, BC. You can see Usually Trespassing, SFH, Off by an Inch, and DOA playing up in Gibson's. That is our good friends putting that together. I cannot remember the name of their production company. Oh, it was East Van Live. They had to move out of East Van because gentrification puts you out of your own city. Our good friend Noelle, she is having her birthday show at the Black Lab. Black Lab is awesome. It is a complete DIY space run by volunteers. Go check it out. They are awesome. They are playing with Kids Help Phone, Toy Tiger, Chaos Disorder and Panic. That's Noelle's project. And Emma Goldman. It should be pretty cool. It's usually pretty cheap to get in or pay what you can afford. No one turned away because of lack of funds. Let's see here. $15 at the door. And of course, no one turned away because of lack of funds. Go out there if you're down in the city. Go say hey to Noelle. Give her little scritches to give to Trooper. It should be a pretty good time. What else is going on Saturday? Ah, of course. The thing that I'm probably going to be going to. Down at the Wise Hall in Adnan, you can see SKA, you can see Brethren, you can see Russian Tim and the Pelwell Burries, and you can see the legendary The Elixirs, who are the masterminds behind the 20th annual. That's 20 friggin' years, kids. 2003 is when we started doing this. Xmas in Skaville, number 20, the annual Ska Christmas party in our scene. There's not a lot of ska left in the city. There's not a lot of bands playing it. I still love ska, but my band doesn't play it anymore either. And it makes me sad. My folk punk band got more popular, and the guys wanted to play that. I still like punk. I still like ska. I think ska punk's probably the most pure form music that there is. So anyways, go down to the Wise Hall. That's 1882 Adnack Street in Vancouver. You guys know the Wise. The Elixirs, Brethren, SKA, that's some kind of acronym or whatever they choose the acronym to be, that show. And Russian Tim and Pavel Burres celebrating 20 years, 20 years of Christmas in Skaville. I hope that they keep going. I know this is the last time that the Elixirs are going to put it on. So, Brethren, I'm looking at you. Pick up the torch. I know you can do it. Scott, I'm going to come down there. I'm going to make you guys do it. So let's cut into a little bit of that right now. This is the band I was just talking about, featuring my good friend Bobby Joe with her golden voice. This, my friends, is the Elixirs.
We'll be right back. she's either here or she's there. You can find her down on Old Street, electroplasmic footwear. She'll explode if you miss